We are now passing by the new dorms on the south part of the campus, new women's dorms. There's an ominous silence now as we pass the new women's dorms. The crowd tonight seems to be transcending all usual political boundaries. As I said earlier, I went from Paul Lawn to Matt Rinaldi. The crowd seems to be very well behaved and very quiet right now. I've now arrived at the home of President Robert K. Carr. The crowd is quiet and well-mannered. Just to show how well-behaved the crowd is, occasional outbursts are met with disfavor from the rest of the group. Students are keeping off the grass. The house is dark. The president does not seem to be home. At least if he is, he's hiding under his bed.
Okay, 10 more, get in the
loud.
Come on to President Carr's house and explain to him why we're here. Okay. There are 400 of us here, and we're going to explain why we're upset by the Constitution and why it's not working. After we do that, we're going to move over to an arch, okay? Can we
make a little? We're now standing at the front door of 154 Forest Avenue. Seems to be no response. Al Osterman has just suggested that we leave a note for the president. By the way, that manifesto delivered a few moments ago was delivered by Paul Osterman, leader of the demonstration. You can see the crowd from here. It is well-mannered, it is large, and it is relatively quiet. And here's Ted Morgan and Paul Osterman have composed a note. What did it say, Paul?
I'll read it to you when we're done.
That's not done yet. The crowd is now singing. We shall not be moved. Off campus housing, we shall not be moved. Paul, what does the letter say?
It says to the effect that we stop by peacefully to express our discontent with the way the system's been working thus far.
Thank you. We are now on our way to the arch at Tappan Square. My estimates of the crowd were apparently wrong. I might comment that I have been standing in the front of the demonstration pretty much all night and therefore haven't been able to see perhaps all of the people.